And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. Tonight's show is all about you, as we hear from Nellie Wallace and celebrate the birthdays of Fats Waller and Al Jolson. So once again, welcome. The first word of every Rapidly Rotating Records show is welcome. So here's a set of welcome songs, beginning with Isham Jones and his orchestra.
Thank you. some stranger, fancy meeting you here. Welcome, stranger, there's just room for two here. Even though it's humble, for such magic charms, make yourself at home, dear, right in my arms. Welcome, stranger, oh, how I have missed you. You're no stranger, in my dreams I've kissed you. My love has been your love from the very start. Welcome, stranger, welcome to my heart.
Life of regret, And maybe I'll give much more than I'll get, but nevertheless I'm in love with you.
We started that welcome set with Isham Jones and his orchestra with a Jones original, You're Welcome, from March 7th, 1934. The vocalist was Joe Martin. Next, it was Bob Causer and his Carnelians, exactly 2 years later on a Mellotone 78 with Welcome, Stranger, written by Johnny Mercer. We finished up with Nevertheless, I'm in Love with You, composed by Harry Ruby with the words by Bert Kalmar. So what does that have to do with Welcome? Well, this entire Welcome set came about because several weeks ago, in a segment on Lorenz Hart, I announced the vocalist on Send for Me as Welcome Lewis instead of Frank Luther.
What?
Welcome Lewis was actually the vocalist on the flip side of that record, 10 Cents a Dance. And she was the vocalist on Nevertheless I'm in Love with You, recorded in 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This next segment is all about you. Yes, you. Here are the Rhythm Sisters.
How'd you do? How are you? What'd you do? Oh, you little pretty kid, tell me what you did. I wanna know all about you. Who'd you meet? Where'd you eat? What'd you see? Gosh, oh gee. Little honey, don't be mean. My eyes are turning green. I wanna know all about you. Do you walk in the park? Do you kiss in the dark? Do you care for tea for two? Do you loop when you leap? Do you snore when you sleep? Honey, won't you tell me what you do? Could you love? Would you love? Maybe. Would it be? Maybe me. Don't you keep me on a string? Tell me everything. I wanna know all about you.
About you,
let's sit and talk about us. Oh, but it's fun to discuss the crazy things we love to do. Let's sit and talk about me. Let me assure you I'm grand. I'd be so easy to handle. Gee, the possibility. Why is it at each visit I sit and stare? What does it and what was it made me care for you? You tell the world about me, I'll tell the world about you. We'll tell the world about us, they won't believe it's true.
Sing a song about the moonlight and roses wet with dew, but I don't want to sing about the moonlight. Honey, I want to sing about you. I could sing a song about the June night like the others do, but I don't want to sing about the June night. Honey, I want to sing about you. 'Cause you got lips, oh what lips, just the kind of lips I prize. And you got, oh, 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 I see it in your eyes. So take away the roses and the moonlight and the June night too, 'cause I don't wanna sing about the moonlight. Honey, I wanna sing about you.
The actual title of that song is There's Something Nice About Everyone, But There's Everything Nice About You. But it's shown on the label of that Broadway 78 as There's Everything Sweet About You. That was the Wisconsin Roof Orchestra, directed by saxophonist Bill Carlson, recording in Chicago in April of 1927. Pete Wendling composed the music, and there are words which were written by Alfred Bryan and Arthur Turker. Before that, it was Paul Small with Ben Selvin and his orchestra with I Wanna Sing About You, from an OK 78 made May 9, 1931. I Wanna Sing About You was preceded by Ben Pollock and his orchestra recording for OK as the Louisville Rhythm Kings on January 16, 1929, and Let's Sit and Talk About You. You probably recognize the vocalist as Smith Ballou. Let's Sit and Talk About You was written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh, and Ben Pollock had recorded it a week earlier for Columbia on their Budget Harmony label as Jimmy McHugh's Bostonians with the vocal by Irving Kaufman. Ben Pollock also recorded it for Victor with his Park Central Orchestra a week later on January 24, 1929, with Scrappy Lambert taking the vocal honors. We started with I Wanna Know All About You. That was Joe Loss and his orchestra from an Edison Bell Winner 78 waxed January 20th, 1934. That female close harmony vocal trio trying to sound like the Boswells was the Rhythm Sisters. This Rhythm Sisters group, and there were several, consisted of Kay Monroe Smith and Betty and Teresa Dale, and Kay Monroe Smith was also in a Rhythm Sisters trio along with Gene Conabare and Helen Raymond, who recorded with Ambrose. I received a very nice email last week from new listener Dean, who heard about the show through a mention by Brian Wright on his Shellac Stack podcast. And just today, Brian announced a new edition of Shellac Stack, so be sure to check that out at briansright.com. That's Brian with a Y. Anyway, when he was growing up, Dean's grandparents owned an antiques museum in Maryland, and he remembers his grandmother singing old songs from her youth. On another vintage music program, he was recently introduced to Nellie Wallace's recording of Mother's Pie Crust and asked to hear more by her. Well, Dean, I'm only too happy to oblige since I was unfamiliar with Nellie Wallace as well.
My mother said when first I wore a long black skirt and blouses to always keep my eye on any thing that's wearing trousers. They're always running after tricky little girls like me. But if one starts to chase me, I shall show my dignity. For my mother said, always look under the bed before you blow the candle out to see if there's a man about. I always do. You can make a bet, but it's never been my luck to find a man there yet. One night I found a man upstairs beneath my bed, how funny. But when I pulled him out, I found was but a tailor's dummy. And oh, it did upset me, girls. I screamed out in alarm. But I let it stop there all night, 'cause it couldn't do no harm. For my mother said, always look under the bed before you blow the candle out. See if there's a man about. I always do. You can make a bet, but it's never been my luck to find a man there yet. What a life. Full of disappointment. The girl next door had burglars in beneath her bed one time. She caught him and reformed him. In a fortnight they were married. If there's a young man here tonight who fancies I'm all right, I'd leave our door wide open if he'll rob our house tonight. For my mother said, always look under the bed before you blow the candle out. See if there's a man about it. I always do. You to find a man. Oh, diddy, oh, don't, diddy, oh, don't. But it's never been my luck to find a man there yet.
With eyes of reckless blue. Down in a dell, down on her bended knees it is, was gathering wild mushrooms for the stew. She laid her hat aside, I don't know which side, and the summer fly went skating o'er her brow. At the sound of feet on foot, her bosom heaved. Then someone sat beside her, t'was a cow. That cow sat on her hat, then madly shook her. For a hatpin made it shiver, then he kicked her in the river. And the cuckoo, the cuckoo, the cuckoo. The cuckoo was a cuckoo in the trees of this, as a pair of lovers glided down a glade. You couldn't see her face, but she was laughing at the tales of love he told the merry maid. He was bent on catching tiddlers in the brooklet. She was bent on catching him, but a kindly note. He cast his hook, just then the maiden yawned. And the fishing hook went fishing down her throat. Cuckoo, the cuckoo. That fish hook in her jugular, it's tuckoo. For the bait in vain they sought it. She, the early bird, had caught it. And the cuckoo, cuckoo, the cuckoo. Lady of Fiddy-Pom, be your lady-pom. The cuckoo was a cuckoo in its nest, is it? As a pair of lovers sat upon a beam. Her kiss curl was reposing on his chest at him, as they watched the fish mix bathing in the stream. She heaved a sigh which broke the beam they sat on. He tumbled in the stream and murmured soon, I'm drowning, dear, jump in, my love, and kiss me. Save my life, or I can't marry you. She retired and threw her cork leg in the brookoo. He clutched it, got saved, great laughter. Then they married shortly after. As the cuckoo, the cuckoo, the cuckoo. To know just how they grow and why we see them everywhere. Milk bars, is it the dairies or the fairies who decide to put them there? Milk bars, I used to think it was a drink for little kids of two or three. Milk bars. But nowadays, the only way's the daily way for you and me. So let's have a tiddly at the milk bar. Let's make a night of it tonight. Let's have a tiddly at the milk bar. Let's paint the town a lovely white. You buy half a pint. I'll buy half a pint. We'll try to drink a pint somehow. So let's have a tiddly at the milk bar and drink to the dear old cow. Ah, yeah. Milk bars, they sell the liquor that the vicar can't complain about at all. Milk bars, you go to bed instead of sleeping in the hall. Oh. Milk bars, I wish they'd been upon the scene when dear old Palmer went astray. Milk bars, I don't suppose his ruddy nose would be the same it is today. So let's have a tiddly at the milk bar. Let's make a night of it tonight. Let's have a tiddly at the milk bar. Let's paint the town a lovely white. You buy half a pint, I'll buy half a pint. We'll try to drink a pint somehow. So let's have a tiddly at the milk bar, a drink to the dear old cow. Now it's great, it's a glorious institution. What do you do when you see an old friend? You say, come and have one. Now you take him by the arm, you say, come and have a tiddly at the milk bar. And what's more, you can have half a dozen and come out the same way as you went in. No muzzy heads, no looking for a lamppost that isn't there. So let's have a tiddly at the milk bar and drink to the dear old cow.
British Music Hall star, actress, and comedian Nellie Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E, was born Eleanor Jane Wallace, W-A-L-L-I-S, Taylor, in Glasgow, Scotland, on March 18, 1870. Her father was a vocalist and musician, and her mother a retired actress, and Nellie's first solo stage performance was at age 12. By 1910, she was given billing at the London Palladium, and she became known as the Essence of Eccentricity, because of her dame character, a frustrated spinster, and her exaggerated costumes, which usually included a fur stole, which she referred to as me little bit of vermin. Nellie Wallace died on November 24, 1948, at age 78. We heard a quarter of her 12 commercially recorded sides, beginning with a song she co-wrote, Under the Bed. Well, that's the title. I don't imagine she wrote it under the bed. But who knows? She was accompanied there by Carol Gibbons, directing the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra on March 6, 1929. Next, from October 16, 1930, it was Cuckoo, and we finished up having a tiddly at the milk bar. Let's Have a Tiddly at the Milk Bar was written by Noel Gay and was also recorded by Jack Hilton. Milk bars started in Sydney, Australia, as a franchise by the Burt brothers in 1934. The idea made its way to the UK, where they became a non-alcoholic alternative to the pub, and they even popped up in the U.S. around 1940. Tiddly is usually an adjective meaning tipsy or slightly drunk, like sozzled, a very British slang word I learned just a couple of weeks ago. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, May 21st, marked the birth in 1904 in Waverly, New York, of Thomas Wright Waller, better known as Fats. In the interest of maximizing the music, I'll skip his biographical details, which I've given many times before, and get to some of his mighty fine recordings, beginning with Mighty Fine.
Once I used to laugh at romance, thought that it would never pay. Didn't know the half of romance, mercy. I've got a different view today. It's mighty fine to have a gal like mine. She's so divine, that's why I toe the line. It's mighty fine to know that rain or shine, she'll be clinging like a vine. I know that I'm as happy as can be. She's got no time for no one else but me. You must agree that I am doggone happy. Bliss like this is mighty fine. Ask me what love is. I'll tell you, so fine. Yeah. Oh, is it fine? I think it's mighty fine. Exuberance is the spontaneity of life. Thank you.
got you on my mind. Don't care to step out, I'm easy to find. When you're not about, just staying at home, happy to be by myself. I've got to knock wood, I've always been true. So nice to be good for someone like you. I'm staying at home, happy to be on the shelf. A cozy chair for solitaire, perhaps a book or two. When things are slow, the radio, how can I be blue? There's plenty to do, so much to think of. There's heaven in view, for it's really love. I'm staying at home, happy to be by myself.
There you had a couple of later, less well-known compositions by Fats Waller and one of his recordings at the organ in the former Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey. We started with Mighty Fine, written with Andy Razaf and recorded on January 12, 1940. That was followed by Take Two of Stompin' the Bug from February 16, 1927. And we finished up with another Waller-Razaf collaboration, Stayin' at Home, recorded July 16, 1940. Last week, May 26, marked the birth in 1886 in Lithuania of Asa Jolson, the man we know as Al Jolson, dubbed the world's greatest entertainer. Again, in the interest of the music, I'm going to forego any biography, and I'm sure much to the chagrin of the members of the IAJS, the International Al Jolson Society, who recently had their annual convention in Palm Springs, I'm not going to play any Al Jolson recordings. Instead, I'm going to play some recordings by others of songs credited to Al Jolson. To what degree he actually wrote them, rather than just getting credit, is up for discussion, but anyway, we're going to start out our tribute to Al Jolson with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra.
Thank you. each morning, four walls each night. One little door and window and one little lonesome light. I never say hello, what good would it be, with just my echo answering me. Oh, I get so lonely looking at just four
nice record. That was Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and 1 O'Clock Baby from April 11th, 1927. The vocal was by Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot. Al Jolson is shown in the Victor Ledgers as the sole composer of 1 O'Clock Baby, with the lyrics by Buddy DeSilva and Lou Brown, and it was sung by Al in Big Boy. It was also recorded by Johnny Hamp and his Kentucky Serenaders, but apparently never by Jolson. Before that was a song that Jolson recorded, and I actually have a copy, but it's nowhere near broadcast quality, so you got to hear Irving Kaufman with the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra, credited on the label of that Harmony 78 as the Harmonians, and Four Walls from January 7, 1928, 6 days before Al recorded his version. Four Walls is credited to Dave Dreyer and Al Jolson. Billy Rose wrote the words. Four Walls is also a Broadway play, which opened at the John Golden Theater on September 19, 1927, and ran for 144 performances. We began our tribute to Al Jolson with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with an Al Jolson Buddy DeSilva composition, Arcady from Bombo. Jolson recorded it for Columbia on November 23, 1923, a couple of weeks before Whiteman's recording on December 6th. It was also recorded by the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra, Eddie Elkins, and the California Ramblers. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.